All right. Right now we're talking to Nate Case of the Lowland Lakers. They're going to be coming up here to the Wonder Bar playing 8 p.m. on Saturday. Really good group with some nice harmonies. And Nate is one third of the band. How are you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for having me, Will.
Yeah. It sounds like you got kind of your start in Duluth, but now you're out of the Twin Cities. How did this group come together?
Well, long story short, Haley and I met our freshman year of college at UMD. Okay. We actually had a jam band called Noble Haze that we played with. Fast forward a few years, that band didn't last very long. Haley had moved back to Fargo and then out to Denver. I moved down to the Twin Cities in 2012. She ended up in the cities and hit me up, and we kind of just rekindled an old friendship and started playing tunes again.
Yeah, and so it's you two, and who else is in the band?
Our bassist name is Taylor Donsky. He's a recent addition, about a year ago. Before Taylor was in the band, our friend Matt Donahue played for a couple years, and Matt went off and is doing medical school now. He's actually a a registered doctor with HCMC here in Minneapolis. So.
Wow. So, and you play guitar in the band, and it's guitar, banjo, and bass? Is that right?
Yeah, I play guitar and a little bit of banjo every once in a while, and Haley plays guitar and fiddle.
Okay.
And then Taylor plays upright bass, and we all sing.
So how did you get into, like, the acoustic, kind of roots-based Americana music?
I think, you know, it's something I haven't really thought about too much, but the more I do, it was just a simplification of, like, what I should be bringing to gigs. It was really as simple as that. It's like, well, you know, if I only have to bring an acoustic guitar, that's a good thing.
What did you have in your jam band?
I was playing electric guitar. And I'm the type of person that, over time, my rig will inevitably get more complicated just as I start playing more and more. And that started to happen with my acoustic stuff as well, because, I mean, there's an exponential amount of stuff that you can pile on, and, you know, DI boxes and EQ pedals and amps and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now I had to tap back into that vibe of why I started doing it in the first place and rework my gear situation, because I tend to go overboard a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you've got a record out. The Mississippi is Between Us. Came out in 2016. The title of that is really interesting to me. Was there a significance behind that?
The title was actually stolen. So a couple years ago, right when we were putting out the record, we were struggling to find a name for it. And we ended up looking on the New York City Public Library's website. They had just released like 10,000, or I think it was more like 100,000 photos to public domain. And so you can actually go in, and they're still all up there. You can search their database of public domain photos, and I just typed in Minnesota. And there were a bunch of cool pictures that came up. There's actually a couple of Duluth old, like, postcards that people had made. This one in particular, that is the cover of that record, was from the Mississippi River down near Fort Snelling. And it was written underneath it. The title of it was "The Mississippi is Between Us Now," and I thought that was really cool. And so we just used that as the title of the album.
That's not the story I was expecting, but it's still a really good one. Yeah, if you're joining us right now, we're talking to Nate Case. He's one third of Lowland Lakers. They're going to be playing at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And banjo, guitar, bass, some really good harmonies. How do you work on building those?
Well, it really is kind of just piece by piece. Somebody comes in with an idea or a completed song. It's usually, I mean, that record in particular was already written before the band even formed. All of those songs are old tunes that I had, or Haley had, or Matt had laying around. And so then when we would bring them to rehearsal or whatever, we would generally record them with a computer or a, you know, there's all sorts of programs that you can use on iPhones and smartphones these days. Mm-hmm. So we would help each other arrange three-part harmonies and instrumental parts for the tune. Not a lot of co-writes on that particular record. There is one. The track County Line was co-written by Haley and I. On the new record, that one is coming out in June. That one is a little bit more of us collaborating,
okay,
and kind of writing for each other's strengths,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit more like us as a band.
Cool. What else can you tell me about a new record coming out in June, did you say? Do you have a date on that yet?
Yeah, June 22nd, we'll be releasing it at Blacklist. We have a gig with a band called Calamity and the Owl in Duluth. So the record release down here in the cities isn't going to be until July, but I think the record's going to drop somewhere around the 18th of June.
Awesome.
And then we'll have a party for it a few weeks after that.
Yeah, and that's really cool because just going from your sound, like there's a really good community I feel around, you know, northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, of bands similar to that. Do you get that vibe? Like there's a lot of kind of friendliness with a bunch of different kind of Americana-based bands?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of good friends. Black River Review, I'm really good buddies with all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Eating Leroy, especially. I spent many years playing a lot of music with Lee and Sonia and Adam and Luke. So we feel very comfortable and at home all over, you know, the upper part of the state and into Wisconsin and even in North Dakota and a little bit in Iowa and stuff too. So there's a really good scene for it here right now.
Yeah. Are you from Duluth originally?
I am not. No, I'm from Hutchinson, but I went to UMD. And then I took a few more years after that to explore Duluth and live there. So I was in Duluth for about 8 years.
Cool. We're talking to Nate Case right now from the Lowland Lakers. They're playing at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And I just wanted a couple really quick things. Your cover Longest Day is super good.
Oh,
the Megaphone song. I appreciate that. And I also wanted to give you props for the Beaners Central recording. We just got a copy of that. And that's actually kind of how I discovered you guys, because I got a CD from Jason Wuso, and he's like, who are these guys? So
that's
that
great.
Was really good.
Yeah, Jason's doing awesome stuff at Beaners. And actually, it's kind of funny because our band back in college, Noble Haze, the one that Haley and I played with,
mm-hmm,
our first gig was at Beaners. And so Jason was like kind of our entry point into the Duluth scene, and he's always been a really really great mentor and good champion for my music and just a really good friend. So it's really nice to be on the compilation CD. My other band, Dirty Horse, is on one of them from years ago as well. So it's kind of a fun thing that he's got going on.
So how about a live show? Like what is to be expected from a live show from Lowland Lakers?
The live shows are pretty dynamic. We get slow and we get intimate and we get fast and loud and kind of everything in between. You know, there are a good amount of fiddle tunes where we sound a little bit more grassy and some more just straight up folk songs and stuff that's even more rock and roll inspired. So it's a pretty good mix of everything you want to hear. And we also don't shy away from fielding requests. So if you ever have the spirit of just yelling out something, we might even know it.
Gotcha. How about coming up to the North Shore? Do you get up to this area often, or are you excited to come up?
Yeah, I mean, farther north than Duluth is a little less often, but I'm in Duluth multiple times a month. I think in 2014, when I did my taxes, I had done like 36 trips to Duluth that year. So I'm still pretty obsessed with that town. Sometimes I go out, and people are surprised when I tell them I'm living in Minneapolis, even though I've been here for 6 years. So
yeah, we got a new album coming out in June. You got the one out already. The Mississippi is Between Us. What else is coming up for Lowland Lakers otherwise?
We have a good amount of stuff lined up this summer. That show at Blacklist on the 22nd. We're doing a couple festivals, one in Carlton. That one is in August, on August 3rd. And then another little festival in my hometown of Hutchinson on July 13th. So just some, mostly just weekend stuff all over the state.
Hey, that sounds really good, and I'm excited that you're coming up here, and people in Grand Marais are going to get a taste of your sound.
Yeah, right on. And if anyone's ever curious about our schedule, I keep it pretty up to date on our website, which is thelowlandlakers.com. So easy to find.
All right, thanks a lot for talking to us. This is Nate Case from the Lowland Lakers, and they're playing Wonder Bar at 8 p.m.
Thanks for having me. Well, I'm looking forward to it.